Hey, this is Tiffany Montgomery, number one Essence Magazine best-selling author, and you're listening to The Ask Patricia Show.
Yes, you are. Welcome to another episode of The Ask Patricia Show with me, your host, Patricia Benjamin.
I love the song. Talks about life. What else?
Begin with tonight.
You ready?
And you begin to
learn. Ready to ready. Crossing in a buff with you, play a guitar. When you want to swore, see you later. And if you ask him why you will team your DS safer. Cause be in the wild when I was set, no challenger. Sacrifice it, yeah, we do the jive for concern. The beer will be a saying so unknown as some year won't come. Hypocrisy, devil is sometimes I even wonder. On your corner, why the one who keeps your secret longer? And yeah, madame for bandit Jesus. Cause he's the only one who can never deceive us. When you want in your maker now, turn up your speakers. And Uncle Fabia will be said with trimming the Jesus. It's your loud, it could one yay. And can you have me, yame? Young Ghani, you have a sword, they will say, Mono Casa Dabi. Meme, Hemi, Nimaka, when you ask a Kaji. What's my testimony? Yamia, you be a mame.
Me find a crank. A little bit of sarcosy there, opening today's Arts Patricia Show. Well, listen, welcome to another episode. Today I've got another excellent guest. All my guests are excellent. But today I've got Charles Thompson, the CEO and founder of the prestigious Screen Nation Awards, otherwise known as the Black BAFTAs. Charles, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, Patricia. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Well, listen, I'm really delighted to have you on the show. I know you're a very hard man to pin down.
No, yeah. It's a very busy period, as you can imagine, and being a film producer on top of that. My time is constantly used.
I can just imagine. Well, listen, I know the awards are almost upon us, but I'd really like to take a moment to learn a little bit more about the man behind it all.
Sure. Well, I hope I'm interesting as the awards, because, you know, I'm a behind-the-scenes type of guy,
yes.
You know, producers.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, let's see where we go.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, well, listen, let me ask you, as the son of one of the first African barristers in the UK, how on earth did you get into films and TV?
Wow. Well, that's a long journey and something that my father did not encourage.
Okay.
At all.
Right.
My father was old school African, let me put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted me, just like my mother, and I would imagine all parents,
yes.
to be a professional,
yes.
To either be a lawyer, mm-hmm. doctor, you know, accountant, or something
that's
like
right.
that.
Yes.
But one thing that I remember he told me that made me not want to become a lawyer was, he said, Charles, just one thing,
yes.
lawyers are all professional liars.
Oh, okay? Gosh.
So, and this was my father when I was quite young.
Yes.
So it didn't really encourage me.
Not
to
really.
Do that. In the end, though, I mm-hmm. became an accountant.
Okay.
For many years of my life.
Yes.
To keep my mum happy.
Yes.
And to make quite a bit of money, because
right.
they make quite a good money.
Indeed.
But eventually, after a lot of different kind of, you know, twists and turns in my career,
yes,
you know, including playing, you know, music as a DJ.
All right.
Back in the early 80s,
yes,
with people like Jazzy B.
All right.
And or Trevor Nelson.
Goodness.
And, you know, this is back before Kiss FM was a legal station.
Really? Okay.
Or even Choice FM existed.
Interesting.
Yeah. I used to come across many people who were in the film and TV business that used to come to the clubs, etc.
Right.
that we played at.
Yes.
So that's how I first got to kind of find out about the industry. But before that, many years ago, I used to kind of bunk in. I don't know if people use that word anymore. Into cinemas.
Yes.
When I was still at school, and just sit there on my own and watch films.
Right.
So I was always interested. I always had that interest back
mm.
then. Eventually, through being unemployed for a period,
yes.
I took up what was then a New Deal scheme.
Oh, yeah.
To study.
All right.
Film and video.
And interesting.
That was back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
late 80s.
Yes.
And then here we are now.
Gosh.
I've journeyed all the way through from being a film
yeah.
editor
yes.
right through to being a producer. and now obviously doing Screen Nation and other things.
Yeah, indeed. So listen, just tell me a little bit, what has your journey been like into this new industry?
Well, as you could imagine, it's not the easiest of industries to be part of. It's very tough. Very competitive.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's rewarding, mm-hmm. it's kind of exciting, mm-hmm. it's really interesting. Different things happen every single day.
Of course.
But, you know, for anyone coming into it, it's very tough. It's very difficult because there's a lot of people who want to be in the business.
Right.
And the industry as well doesn't always welcome people who are not what you might call white middle-class male.
Yes,
And so... you know, there were difficulties in trying to kind of get opportunities.
Mm.
And as much as anything else, to meet other people like myself,
here
to be inspired.
Oh, yes.
And to kind of, you know, be motivated that it was possible.
Yes.
To, you know, achieve the things that I wanted to achieve.
Mm.
As well as to kind of be around others who were interested to make the kind of projects that I was interested to make or work on.
Right.
Back then, that is.
Yes.
When I was actually starting. And that was as an editor.
Oh, goodness.
But I was blessed.
Yes.
In that the place that I studied at, Pimlico Arts and Media, they had a scheme, an internship scheme, where we could go in and work for a company.
Yes.
After we'd studied for 2 years, and as a result, I got a job as an editor.
Right.
I'll never forget.
Yes.
But a job that I was meant to do in like 6 days.
Right.
Ended up taking me 3 weeks.
Gosh.
But they still employed me after that, because I think they got on. We got on very well.
Yes.
That was the beginning of my journey.
Wow.
But it wasn't easy.
No.
And we faced racism.
Yes.
I have to say that.
Yes.
You know, out and out, people were like, no, we're not interested to employ you.
Gosh.
You know, we don't know what you've got to offer.
Good grief.
Without really taking, you know, time to consider.
Yeah.
But, you know, also back then, that was a time where there were what was called black film collectives.
Oh, yes.
Where I met a number of important people, people who are very serious people in the industry now.
Right.
They were part of those things, people like John Okomfora, who's a OBE.
Right.
The director of the British Film Institute. Menelik Shabazz.
Right.
Who made one of the very first feature films in this country.
Yes.
Still goes on, they still get screened today.
Excellent.
These were people who were part of the black film collectives at that time.
Yes.
And they gave me my real main opportunities
okay.
to learn and to be kind of, you know, inspired around work that I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that one of those pieces of work, I'll never forget again,
yes.
Was we worked on the campaign to free the Tottenham Three.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because they were obviously wrongly convicted,
right.
as it turned out, many years later when they were released.
Indeed.
And there was a campaign that we were part of.
Yes.
That I edited the video for.
Yes.
Yeah, that was one an important thing that I did.
Yeah, interesting.
But yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. But now, 25 years on, you've been in the industry some time and you founded what we now call and the Black BAFTAs or the Screen Nation Awards. Now, tell me, why did you feel the need for such an organisation?
Well, Patricia, it wasn't, it's funny.
Yes.
I didn't one day say to myself, okay, I'm going to start an award show and call it Screen Nation.
All right.
It doesn't, things like that don't work in my life.
Is that right?
That simply. No. This is how it kind of quickly came about. I co-created an international film festival with Menelik Shabazz, who I mentioned before.
Yes.
Who's the director of a film called Burning and Illusion.
Oh, yes, yes.
And back in 99. Mm. And 3 years or so into that,
yes.
I said to him, well, look, why don't we kind of create an award show to honour our people?
Yes.
And so ultimately in 2002,
yes.
as part of the film festival,
right.
I organized a small award show
right.
for two awards to be presented
okay.
To Earl Cameron, who's known as the longest serving actor, black actor in this country,
gosh.
Having worked with everybody from Dick Attenborough
wow.
downwards. He's
yes.
from the 1940s onwards is when he was first acting.
Yes.
And also to present an award to Harry Belafonte.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Originally.
Yes.
We did that at BAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
the building in Piccadilly.
Right.
And unfortunately, that day
yes.
was the day that 9/11 happened.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was memorable for that reason.
Yeah.
We had a dinner, you know, in their space, 45 people. We had a lot of important actors in town.
Right.
Billy Dee Williams,
who's
in Star Wars.
We really?
Had, Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Amazing.
They were all there for the film festival.
Fabulous.
And so they were very, you know, obviously in pain.
Yeah.
Seeing what was going on.
Of course.
At the time.
Yes.
But we got through it.
Yes.
We presented the awards. We said a prayer for those that were, you know, had passed. And,
yes.
That was the very first awards.
Oh, I see.
Subsequently.
Yes.
I thought, well, if we could do that for two people,
yes,
let's do it for more than two people the next year.
I like that. So
as
good.
A result, the BFM, because I was part, it was part of the film festival,
right?
The BFM film International Film Festival.
Yes,
we called it the BFM Film Awards.
Right.
Unfortunately, Menelik, my partner, did not really believe that we should do that because it was taking up resources.
Right.
In the end, I organized it myself.
Okay.
And then in 2003.
Right.
No, two, sorry.
Okay.
My memory's in the great room at the Grosvenor House.
Oh, yes.
800 guests.
Ooh.
We held the very first... Film and Television Awards
wow.
to take place in the UK.
Yeah, how did that feel? How did that feel?
It was very magical,
yes.
actually. Seeing everybody there,
yes.
all dressed up,
yes.
you know, in a room, all, you know, dinners, all, you know, because it's a great room in the Grosvenor House, one of the biggest and loveliest ballrooms in London.
Yes, it's very nice in
you
there.
Know, it's
yes.
where the,
yes.
the BAFTAs hold their after party,
yes.
their dinner and stuff.
Yes.
And so it was really magical seeing all these black people looking beautiful.
Oh.
Brenda Manus was the host.
Gosh.
You know, the top people in town from America.
Yes.
And anyone who was anyone was at the event.
How excellent.
The New Nation called it a night of a thousand stars.
Yes.
And that's where we got the tag of the Black BAFTAs.
Ah.
Because the Independent...
Yes. Yes.
Newspaper called it the Black BAFTAs at that point.
Okay.
Because it was such a, you know, a thrilling
yes.
event. But what you don't know
right.
is that 3 days before that awards,
yes.
my flat burned down.
Oh, my gosh. Charles.
yeah. yeah, there's a story.
Oh,
behind
my dear.
Behind every success, there's a crazy fall.
Oh,
but yeah,
dear.
I managed to... get through that, survive
dear
that,
me.
And then 3 days later we launched the awards and I got through it. And, you know, unfortunately, because things didn't quite work out with me and the festival,
right.
I moved on the following year.
Right.
And then that's when the first Screen Nation awards happened.
I see.
Yeah, that's
right.
when I launched the name Screen Nation,
yes.
which I was using for other things.
Yes.
And then in 2003 at the Empire Leicester Square, we launched the first Screen Nation Award.
Yeah, it's very interesting to know that journey there. I didn't realise, you know, that trajectory.
No, well, no, many people don't.
Yes.
It's kind of like an industry thing.
Yes.
I haven't written a book to tell the world. Those who were there
yes.
know,
yes.
You know, the journey.
Mm.
You know, it's not something that I shout about too often, but
yes.
Because it has bittersweet memories in different
okay.
ways.
Yes.
But it was, like you say, you know, how did I feel? It was magical.
Yes,
it
must
incredible.
Have been.
It was amazing.
Yes. yes.
And it still amazes me now
right.
that we can do it.
Mm.
that it's continued.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah.
You know, so.
Let me ask you, what kind of response do you get from the black British actors about the awards? I mean, what do they say? What comes back to you?
Well, the vast majority of them are humbled.
Yes.
Most of them don't get nominated.
Yeah, this is true.
In any awards in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of them. And most of them, when they've won an award at Screen Nation, it's been their first award
wow.
that they've won.
Yes.
And so for the most part, you know, the writers, directors, producers, actors,
yes.
they're all quite positive about the award.
Right.
Some, you know, would rather that it didn't exist.
Oh, gosh.
Only by virtue of the fact that it means that we're not getting the same profile as other mainstream actors,
right,
etc.
Yeah,
they're not getting that.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we exist in our own right.
Of course,
and it's important to celebrate yourself.
Absolutely.
Whoever you are.
So true.
And in that sense, most of everybody supports the event generally.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and that's why it exists. It's designed to provide an opportunity for, you know, anyone who's in the industry, who's worked hard, who's sacrificed, you know, their time, their energy, and has done incredible work, as people are now realizing that our talent is at the highest level.
Thank you.
That they can too can be recognized and rewarded for their achievements.
Yes.
And then once you're in that space, ultimately the way you think about yourself then can change.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
And that's the reason why the awards exist, in order to give people, or the filmative industry sector, another way to think about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you feel then that the awards have made a difference? Say we've got people like, you know, David Harewood, we've had 12 Years a Slave, we've now got Selma, various movies starring and black British actors. Do you feel Screen Nation Awards has had its part to play in that?
I'm sure along the way, if you are, this is a question for them to the winners to be asked mostly.
Yes.
But I know that they've all been inspired by the awards.
Excellent.
That they recognize that it's something that they want to win. And that, you know, being, because it's judged by their peers, ultimately, that winning something like that tells them that they are the best. And, you know, from that and looking at the landscape generally, as people have seen over the last 5-6 years, black British talent have begun to dominate, you know, international cinema.
Yes, fantastic.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, David Oyelowo was at the very first BFM Awards with his wife,
wonderful.
As an emerging talent.
Yes, look now.
Yeah. And so we knew who he was back then. Now he is in Selma, you know, also with David Harewood, winning in 2007.
Excellent.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, Idris Elba.
Yes.
You know, winning, being nominated for The Wire back in 2005.
Look at that.
A lot of people didn't know who these guys were.
So true.
In our own industry sector.
Yes.
Never mind
true.
You know, the mainstream.
Yes.
But now they are very well established
individuals. Yeah, I love
that. And they'll all be at the show.
Fantastic. Let me ask just a couple more questions. I know you're a busy man, but what do you say to people that say, well, listen, why is it we have to have so many films? For example, we've got Selma or 12 Years a Slave. Why is it the only song we seem to sing or the only story we seem to write? It's always the negative side. Can't we have something a little bit lighter?
I hear that point being made quite a bit. And it's... there is, you know, there's a point to it.
Yes.
I think you've got to understand that the people who make the films, the money, they're the ones who decide which films will get produced ultimately.
Yes.
It's not, and there are many, many films that are written about great, incredible individuals who've done fantastic things.
Yes.
Who've, you know, as well as stories that are just totally positive,
yes,
you know, and just fun and frivolous about our lives,
yes,
that don't get produced.
This is it.
And the time will come when we will have more control over those means of production and then distribution.
Yes.
You know, films that are made by people like Will Packer,
yes,
Think Like a Man Too,
yes.
They're about our experiences, and they're uplifting and fun.
That's
and
true.
Genre.
Yes.
So it's not all dark films, it's just the ones that we hear about a lot, especially the British actors.
Yes.
Because, you know, in the last year, 18 months, we've had 12 Years a Slave. Incredible performance by Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Indeed, yes.
You know, and it's important that a film like that is made.
Yes.
It's, you know, that it's given that profile.
Absolutely.
To win an Oscar.
Yes.
Okay, it's about slavery, but that experience happened. And
very
it's
true.
Important that it comes out.
Yes.
You know, obviously with David Oyelowo in Selma.
Yes.
You know, once again, that was an important part of history that a lot of young people are totally not aware of.
You're
that
so
their
right.
Experience will come from the film.
Yes.
And David did an outstanding performance. And then, of course, you know, there was also Idris Elba playing Mandela.
I know.
Last year with Winnie being played by Naomi Harris.
Yes.
And he unfortunately passed
yes.
on the evening of the premiere.
Yes.
Now,
yes, I remember.
All of these things are they're important films about important subjects. And so for me, I hear you that yes, we could have a lot more stories about positive experiences, but these ones are important as well.
Yes.
And it's just making sure that we don't just keep seeing these films. And so we must invest in them ourselves.
Mm,
do you see what I mean?
Yes, I agree with you. Before you go now there, Charles, just tell us, what can we look forward to and get excited about at this year's awards?
Well, this year we're kind of going back to the 10th year anniversary.
Yes.
So it's going to be a big one.
Yes.
We're inviting everybody who's ever been to the show before, and that's a lot of people.
Yes.
It's going to be broadcast on ABN TV, that's Sky 235.
Excellent.
On the 20th of February.
Perfect.
Of course, they're our media partners.
Yes.
But it's happening at the hotel, the Hilton Metropole Hotel.
Oh, yes.
On the Edgware Road.
Yes.
On Sunday the 15th of February.
Yes.
Between 4 and 11. It's a three-course Caribbean fusion banquet.
Very nice.
Champagne reception.
Ooh, we're liking that.
And all of that, all in.
Excellent.
Yes. Anyone can attend. We've still got a few tickets left. It's nearly sold out, but we've still got a few.
We've got to hurry up.
Very good price tickets left.
Yes.
Which, you know, they can find out, go to the website.
Yes.
And they can secure tickets for, you know, £60, etc.
Perfect.
The guest list has been hosted by Brenda and Manus.
Oh, yes.
And we're just, you're going to hear this first.
Oh, thank you.
We're about to confirm.
Yes.
We've confirmed him. We're going to announce him on Monday.
Yes.
Our latest host, which is Victor Romero Evans.
Ah, excellent.
You know, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, of course.
And as a result, our lineup for the performances is now going to include Janet Kay.
Oh, great.
His wife.
Yes.
As well as John McClane, kind of like one of the masters of Lovers Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Loose Ends, you know, the iconic soul group.
Classic.
So it's going to be a fantastic night of celebration.
Yes.
Fun. Our guest list includes everybody who's anybody. And you probably be, there's one person that most women would like to know.
Oh, do tell.
To the show, right?
Do tell.
I wonder who that could
I
be.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to spill the beans?
He's coming. I'm not going to say his name because a lot of women could have a different person in their head. But he's coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's exciting.
Mr. Hot Stuff himself.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
Charles.
Our future James Bond.
Oh, my gosh. You've given it away now.
Hey, well, let's see if they've been paying attention. But, yeah, we don't get to rush too much by too many women at the show. Yeah, he'll be there along with, I think David Oyelowo will probably try and fly in. He's very, very tough on his schedule.
Yes.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw, the woman who played Belle.
Yeah. Oh,
The actress in that movie, that fantastic movie.
Amazing.
She's due to arrive.
Yes.
Also, Amara Santi, the director of that film.
Right.
And there's lots of others, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
David Harewood.
Yes.
Downwards. We will be at the show. All of the top young actors coming up, as well as, you know, established actors and directors and producers. It should be a great night.
It's going to be amazing. Well, Charles, what can I say? I'm completely delighted that you've taken time to talk with me and to give me a few exclusives as well. That's fantastic.
No,
and I'm very proud of all you're doing. So best of luck.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
It's been a pleasure. You have a fabulous day. Thank you, Charles. Well, wasn't that amazing? Charles Thompson there. Well, I'm looking forward to the Screen Nation Awards, and no doubt now you are too. You've been listening to The Arts Patricia Show.
When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Get your votes in for your favorites. Go to screennation.com.